Hi there. The word for you today is, you can't do it alone. In Numbers 11 verse 14, Moses complains, I am not able to bear all this alone. One day Moses told God that the job God had given him was too big for him. So God told Moses to find 70 men with leadership ability and pay particular attention to what he said to him, and I quote, I will take the spirit that is upon you, Moses, and I will put it upon them, that they may bear the burden with you. Understand this, you will never fulfill your dream as long as you are either unable or unwilling to get others to buy into it. And don't think that because your dream is worthwhile, people will automatically line up to be part of it. It'd be nice if it worked that way, but you know it doesn't. The same dream that will bless you can also bury you if you don't surround yourself with the right people. Moses said, I'm not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. And then he got desperate. He told God, if you treat me like this, please just kill me here and now. That's depression, isn't it? Don't wait till you're on the verge of a nervous breakdown or your family is falling apart before you reach for help. When God calls someone, he always calls others to stand with them. So start looking around you. You may need just one person, or you may need many people. Indeed, the greater your dream, the greater your team has got to be. But here's the good news. The size of your dream determines the size of the people who'll be attracted to it. If you have a big dream, that means you've even got greater potential to attract good people to help you. What you need to do is connect with them, invite them in, and then transfer the burden to them and turn them loose with it. Okay?